Saddleback presents Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. Adapted by Janice Green. Chapter 1. The End of Billy Bones. Squire Trelawney and some of the other gentlemen have asked me to write down the story of Treasure Island. I, Jim Hawkins, gave them my promise to do so. So I will tell you everything that happened, from beginning to end. I will leave out nothing except the location of the island, for there is still treasure there. I go back in time to the 1700s. This is when my father still ran the Admiral Benbow Inn. And this is the same year the old sailor came into the inn carrying a battered old sea chest. He was a tall, rough-looking man, brown as a nut. His hands were scarred. Across one cheek was a jagged old scar from the slash of a sword. "Do many people come this way?" he asked. My father said, "No, very few." That was true. We lived on a lonely stretch of the English coast. Few travellers came our way. One day the old seaman took me aside. He promised to pay me a silver coin every month if I would keep an eye out for a man with one leg. I was to tell him at once if I saw such a man. People were afraid of the old seaman, whom my family now called Captain. At night he would drink far more rum than his head could carry. Then he would sing wicked songs that made the house shake. His bloodthirsty stories frightened everyone. My father said the Captain was ruining business at the inn. And in one way he did ruin us. Month after month he stayed, without paying my father a penny. I'm sure the trouble and worry over this man caused the sickness that befell my poor father. In the days that followed, we paid little notice to the Captain. My father was getting worse, and my mother and I were busy with the inn. One cold morning, when the Captain was away, a stranger came to the inn. He was a pale man, with two fingers missing on his left hand. He wore a cutlass. He said he was looking for a man with a scar on his cheek. I told him the Captain had gone out walking, but would return soon. An hour or so later, he walked in the door. The stranger said, "Bill." The Captain turned. He had the look of a man who sees a ghost. He cried out, "Black Dog!" Black Dog said, "Yes, it's Black Dog."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?